Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 30, Johannesburg 27 en Mbombela hitsige 37.
Goeiemôre, ek blus die reken in Germiston op Graafweg. Verkeerste buitewerking, dis nou by die N12 snelweg.
In your sport, the Proteas wrap up a convincing 2-0 series victory over Sri Lanka in Gqeberha, and the Premier League referee David Coote has been sacked yesterday following that video making derogatory comments about former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp.
Die toekoms van die ANC se leierskap in Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal sal nou eers volgende maand geneem word. ANC-sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula het gistermiddag bevestig na die nasionale werkskomitee se vergadering in Boksburg, soos Anastasie Mokgobo-Brug en beide is beide provinsies in die spervuur na swak vertonings in die jaar se verkiesing.
The National Executive Committee meeting, originally scheduled for this weekend, has now been moved to next month. According to Mbalula, the NEC will convene after the party's January 8th anniversary rally in the Western Cape.
We want, when we meet and reflect on issues, on every one of the NEC members would like to reflect and engage with the report that we'll present to them.
The NEC was expected to deliberate on the NWC's findings and announce a decision on the future of the Gauteng and KZN PECs. Anastasie Mokgobo, Jacaranda FM News in Boksburg.
Basiese onderwysminister Sifiwe Garube sê die vervanging van pittoilette is nie net 'n veiligheidskwessie nie, maar gaan ook oor waardigheid. Sy het gistermiddag die veilige skole toepassing bekendgestel as deel van pogings om pittoilette by skole landwyd te vervang. Garube sê altesaam 652 skole in die land gebruik nog pittoilette.
This app will achieve 3 strategic things. Number 1, in the short term, it will give us real-time monitoring of the eradication of pit toilets. Number 2, it will allow us to crowdsource data to bridge existing information gaps about pit toilets in our country. Number 3, beyond sanitation, the app shows potential to serve as a key platform to track other critical departmental initiatives.
In die VSA het die polisie die 26-jarige Luigi Mangione in hegtenis geneem in verband met die moord verlede week in New York op United Healthcare se uitvoerende hoof Brian Thompson. Hy is gister in Altoona in Pennsylvania aangekeer op 'n vuurwapenaanklagte nadat hy by 'n McDonald's opgemerk is. En Mohammed en Olivia is die gewildste name wat Engelse en Wallisse ouers vir hulle babas verlede jaar gegee het. Mohammed het Noah ontroon wat in 2022 nommer 1 was en Olivia het haar eerste plek behou. Brittanje se kantoor vir nasionale statistiek sê dit is gevolg deur Noah, Oliver, George, Leo, Arthur, Luca, Theodore, Oscar en Henry. En dan kyk jy na jou weer. Vandag bewolk tot gedeeltelik bewolk. Daar sal baie en donderbuie wees. Plek in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en Noordwes. Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 27. In Mbombela 37, Emlatleni 30. Polokwane op na 32 vandag. Rustenburg warm 37 as jy gaan reis. Kaapstad 27, Gqeberha 26, Durban 28 en Bloemfontein al die pad op na 38. Ek's Marius Revolt, the top story this hour, the ANC will only decide on the fate of Gauteng and KZN leaderships next month.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Dricus du Plessis will face Sean Strickland in Australia. Net om seker te maak, Sean Strickland weet wat ons weet.
Suid-Afrika!
Sean Strickland had a lot to say after the last fight.
I won. Dana said I won. Rogan said I won. We all know I won. Dricus wants it. I won it. I deserve that rematch.
It was so weird to me that he said I won that fight because directly before